You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. A Florida surgeon mistakenly removes a man's liver instead of his spleen, leading to his death on the operating table. William Bryan was 70 years old. He's from Alabama, went to Ascension Sacred Heart Emerald Coast Hospital in Miramar, Florida, experiencing severe pain in his left side. Doctors said he needed his spleen removed. They convinced him and his wife, Beverly, to have the surgery right away, warning that he could face serious risks if he even left the hospital. Beverly tells WAAF he bled to death on the operating table.
Everyone knows you can't live without your liver. It's about the same thing as if they had pulled out his heart.
The mistake was only discovered after the surgery. The surgeon, Dr. Thomas Shaknovsky, told Beverly that her husband's spleen was four times its normal size and had moved to the other side of his body. But typical anatomy places the liver on the upper right side of the body and the spleen on the left. The family later learned that Brian's spleen was still inside him and had a small cyst, which was not life-threatening. Beverly Bryan's lawyer says this is not Shaknovsky's first mistake. In 2023, Shaknovsky removed part of a pancreas instead of an adrenal gland in a similar incident. That case was settled out of court. Quote, my husband died while helpless on the operating room table. I don't want anyone else to die due to his incompetence, meaning the surgeon. The Walton County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death. They are working with the medical examiner's office and the state attorney's office to see if a crime did take place. Shaknovsky's medical license is still active. The hospital has begun its own investigation, but has not commented further. Beverly is calling for both civil and criminal proceedings. Her lawyer says, quote, we want justice. This was a preventable tragedy.
I'm Nicole Parton. Jennifer Gladhill, a wealthy mother from Utah, has been arrested and charged with murder and obstruction of justice after allegedly shooting her husband, Matthew Johnson, as he slept in their million-dollar home. Reports indicate that Gladhill confessed to killing Johnson and disposing of his body in a shallow grave. Authorities discovered a large blood stain in the couple's home in Cottonwood Heights, a suburb of Salt Lake City where Johnson was shot. Gladhill is also accused of purchasing a new mattress to replace the one her husband died on. The case became suspicious when Johnson went missing after failing to show up for work with the Utah National Guard. Gladhill reported her husband missing to police. A few days later, his truck was spotted nearby. Sergeant Gary Young.
I'm believing, you know, it's a residential neighborhood that maybe somebody saw something. Yeah, it's not normal for him. Phone and other avenues that we would investigate, no sign of him. Because we found his pickup truck about a block from his house. We're checking with neighbors and possible some doorbell cameras. I will, you know, follow up on all viable leads. So here's your car that you drive to work every day is now located a block from your house. So it rouses our suspicion.
Gladhill allegedly confessed to a confidential informant about the crime and her attempts to cover it up by destroying key evidence. Phone records indicated that a new mattress had been ordered shortly after the incident, leading investigators to believe that critical evidence had been tampered with. Gladhill had previously filed for divorce from Johnson and sought a protective order, which was denied due to lack of evidence of abuse. The tragic situation has left their two sons and daughter, ages 11, 7, and 5, without their father and mother. The Cottonwood Heights Police Department expressed condolences to the families involved and acknowledged the collaborative efforts of law enforcement agencies in handling the case. Gladhill is being held without bond.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A TikTok influencer known as Mr. Prada has been arrested in connection with the brutal murder of a therapist in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. William Nicholas Abraham's body was discovered wrapped in a tarp on a roadside near Baton Rouge. Authorities believe the murder occurred elsewhere and the body dumped at the location where it was found. According to officials, the 69-year-old known as Dr. Nick died of blunt force trauma to the head and neck. Tangipa Hopera Sheriff Gerald Sticker spoke to WAFB 5 News.
At this point, we don't know a motive. We know this was a very violent attack, and we don't know if it was, you know, one suspect or multiple.
Terrion Ishmael Thomas was taken into custody in Dallas after an intense manhunt. The 20-year-old has a history of concerning online content, with social media posts often hinting at mental health struggles and showing violent outbursts. Just days before the murder, Mr. Prada uploaded a YouTube video titled "What I Do After a Breakup," in which he appeared agitated and distraught. Thomas was seen driving the therapist's vehicle then after the murder. The TikToker reportedly refused to obey a traffic stop and instead backed into a police vehicle, and then he foot-bailed from the stolen car. Thomas was captured on a nearby store surveillance camera as he ran, which is how he was identified as a person of interest in the case. Abraham was a prominent figure in the Baton Rouge community, a therapist, life coach, motivational speaker, and author. He offered support to individuals struggling with substance abuse, anxiety, and depression. He was also known for his work with the LGBTQ community and his regular appearances on local TV. The connection between Thomas and Abraham remains unclear. Thomas will have to face a judge in Dallas who will determine if he's extradited to Louisiana to face charges of aggravated criminal damage to property, resisting an officer, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, and possibly murder. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.